Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Hacking Darwin, Genetic Engineering and the Future of Humanity by Jamie Metzl, read by Eric Martin. Our life is a creation of our mind. Gautama Buddha. Introduction. Entering the Genetic Age. "Why are you here?" the young receptionist asked. It was my first visit to the New York Cryobank, and I was already feeling a bit uncomfortable. "I just think it's a good thing for most everyone to do," I said with a shrug. "I lecture around the world on the future of human reproduction and tell anyone who will listen who wants to have kids they should freeze their eggs or sperm when in their 20s. I'm just a little late." She raised an eyebrow. "About 20 years late?" "I don't understand. Are you a donor?"
"No."
"Are you going into chemotherapy or having some other medical treatment that could harm your sperm?"
"No."
"Are you in the military about to be deployed?"
"No."
"The only remaining category on my form is other," she concluded after an awkward pause. "Should I put you down for that?" Already feeling a bit precarious, I didn't want to go into the options I was mulling in my mind. Maybe I'll want to have children someday, so may as well store my younger sperm now. Maybe I'll volunteer my sperm to be sent into space when humans start colonizing the rest of the solar system. Maybe, as I believe, our species is moving toward a genetically altered future in which more of us will conceive our offspring in labs rather than in our beds or in the back seats of our cars. Whatever maybes might arise, starting now was the first step.
"Well?" she asked.
I smiled nervously, my mind processing the incredible moment in our evolutionary history where revolutionary new technologies and my own personal biology were intersecting in this antiseptic midtown Manhattan office. Scientists and theologians can debate whether the first spark of life on our planet sprang from thermal vents on the ocean floor or divine inspiration, or both, but most everyone who believes in science recognizes that around 3.8 billion years ago, the first single-cell organisms emerged. These microorganisms would have died after one generation if they couldn't find a way to reproduce, but life found a way. And the microbes that started dividing were the ones able to keep their little microbial families going. If each division of these early cells had been an exact copy of the parent, our world would still be occupied solely by these single-cell creatures, and you wouldn't be listening to this book. But that's not what happened. The history of our species is the story of little errors and other changes that kept popping up in the reproduction process. After a billion years of these small variations created a vast number of slightly different models, one or more of them transformed into simple multicellular organisms. Still not much by today's standards, these organisms had the potential to introduce even more differences as they reproduced. Some of these variations gave one type of organism or another a small advantage in acquiring food or fending off enemies, providing them the opportunity to live on and mutate more. After 2.5 billion years of this, the mutation and competition driving life forward took another miraculous leap with the advent of sexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction introduced a radical new way of generating diversity when the genetic information of mothers and fathers recombined in novel ways. This incredible process supercharged some of these simple organisms to begin mutating wildly, particularly by around 540 million years ago, into a previously unimaginable diversity of life, including fish. About 200 million years ago, some fish crawled out of the water and evolved into mammals. Around 300,000 years ago, some of those mammals morphed into Homo sapiens, aka us. That's basically our evolutionary history. Every one of us is a single-cell organism gone wild through nearly 4 billion years of random mutation whose ancestors have continually outcompeted their competitors in a never-ending cage match for survival.